come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week, we're coming at you with my first pick of 2025. Actually, it's the podcast's first pick of 2025. And we are talking about Poseidon from 2006. I wanted to do it a New Year's Eve, New Year's type movie. And so I did a search, and this one popped up, and I was like, fuck, I haven't watched this in a really long time.
Yeah.
So I decided to pick it.
Yeah.
And I remember really liking it back in the day.
Yeah. Me but, too. It's okay.
Yeah. I feel like our thoughts have changed, though.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm sick as fuck, so just bear with me tonight. But yeah, before we talk about this movie, we will kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I am drinking a apple pie moonshine ginger ale.
Very nice. How's it mixed with the ginger ale?
Really good, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
nice. Is that top shelf's moonshine or?
No, it's from a brewery in Perth. Oh yeah, top shelf. Yeah.
Yeah.
It says Reunion Moonshine, but yeah, it's top shelf. Yeah.
I like their stuff. It's
Yeah,
good.
it's really good. It actually legit tastes like apple pie too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they do the butter tart drink that I have
Okay.
too. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Water.
That makes sense. Yeah. You need to get some of those liquid IVs, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I should look into that. Just start fucking injecting myself.
Yeah.
Fuck, at this point, I'm thinking about just starting to do meth.
Yeah, let's take that Buckley's, man.
I have. Well, that's actually what cleared my chest up.
Okay.
What's the Buckley's? But now it's just all in my face. And
Yeah.
I don't know if I just need to like slam my face off a wall or.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, water for me tonight. Just, I don't know. It's all I've been drinking. You have the week off, so I don't know if you've taken that time to watch any movies. We already talked about a little bit of
A
what
little
you're
bit,
doing, but.
yeah. Watch some on the weekend. All right. What did we last? Wait, the mean one. Watch John Wick Chapter 4.
Nice.
On New Year's night. Just, I don't know, felt like throwing it on. Watched The Wild Robot. Really good. Thrown Inside Llewyn Davis the next day.
Never watched that.
Neither. It's pretty good. Throwing Greenland randomly because, I don't know, I'm going to want to watch it. Is all right for a kind of disaster movie.
Yeah.
Finished off my Rush Hour watch with Rush Hour 3.
Nice.
I haven't watched it in a while. Don't really like it as much as the other ones. It kind of gets, I don't know, kind of the same old shtick.
Yeah.
We watched Jordan number 2. It took us about 2 weeks to finish it because we don't really watch movies together that often. So,
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. We watched Women of the Hour as well. That's based on a true story. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting, crazy story. Then the other night I watched Challengers finally.
Wow.
I did not like this movie at all.
I see that.
I know I'm in the minority, but it was just so all over the place. And I hated the music in it, even though it won the Golden Globe two nights ago. Trent
Yeah.
Reznor won it, but I just found it so annoying. I did not like it, this movie. I may like it more of a rewatch, but I just not good. Throwing Paddington, never seen that, but
That's a
people
great
seem to
movie.
love it. It is a really good movie.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna watch the sequel, and I guess there's a third one coming out this year too.
Yeah.
Then we threw on the new Avicii I'm Tim documentary on Netflix. Really good. Recommend checking it out if. Yeah,
cool.
that's it.
Nice.
What about you?
Decent mix. I didn't watch nearly as much, but New Year's Eve, same night you watched The Wild Robot, we also watched it.
Yep.
I gave the same score you did. I love that movie, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think it cracked my top five for last year.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I watched Borderlands, not very good, but I'm glad I didn't pay money to watch it, so that's a one plus. And then we also watched Woman of the Hour,
Oh, nice.
and I liked it. And to know that it's a fucking true story, man, like that's wild. Like if you know the story, like if you've watched the movie, it's like, wow, this guy was just out in plain sight.
And it just like goes to show like how different society was way back
Oh
in
yeah.
the 70s and 80s. Like, cops do not give a shit.
No, and like I don't want to give anything away, but that one scene where the woman's in the crowd and she goes and talks to the security guard, it's like, what the fuck? Wild. Sarah didn't really like it. Like she liked it, but she didn't like the jumping of timelines. She hates movies that do that. Meanwhile, she's a huge fan of Outlander, which is all about jumping timelines. So I don't know. She's weird.
It
But
didn't feel like it had a main character,
yeah.
like because what's her name?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Like, I thought that there was going to be more with her character, like after the fact, but then it just skips timelines, right? So it's like.
Yeah. That's all I watched. Yeah. Been reading, play Marvel Rivals a little bit. That's pretty
Fun, fun.
much it. All right, for our box office. So this was this past weekend that what was the dates? January 3rd to 5th. So our last episode consisted the top five consisted of three brand new movies. This list consists of no brand new movies. But I mean, first month of the year, we don't usually get a whole lot
Don't
of new
think there's any
movies.
really.
In fifth place, we have Wicked, which brought in 9.9 million. In fourth place, we have Moana 2, which brought in 12.4. Nosferatu, which I love seeing on here, brought in 13 mil. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 brought in 21.3. And Mufasa, the Lion King, brought in 23.4. I saw a post today on Instagram that the Sonic franchise has now surpassed $1 billion in box office.
As a franchise?
Yeah, like all three of the movies combined.
Huh. I thought they would have.
Maybe they got like really close. I wonder how much. I'm not going to look into it, but yeah. Yeah, they probably were really fucking close and then they just kind of tipped the scales. But yeah, a lot of family movies in this one. Like with Moana, Sonic, Mufasa. And we got Kraven the Hunter way down in 11th place. Total box office 23.6 million
Oh man,
after 11 weeks.
that's a bomb, man.
Whoa. It's averaging like two and a bit per week.
And they delayed that movie like three times.
Yeah. That's funny. Like you said, Marvel just needs to stop.
At least on the Sony side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Sony that you said needs to stop. That's right. All right. What do we got for 4Ks?
So we got Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, Steelbook.
Oh, that's so nice.
We got Seven on 4K. Motel Hell, another Steelbook 4K.
I
That
love
was
that.
sick. Yeah, that's cool. Drag Me to Hell, that's a sweet Steelbook. Sanctum, and oh, Yojimbo slash Sanjuro. Two samurai films by Akira Kurosawa.
Oh, cool.
That's it.
Nice. I kind of really want that Drag Me to Hell steelbook.
That's nice.
That is cool. Pretty short list for the 4Ks this week.
It is, yeah.
Speaking of 4Ks, fuck Amazon.
Yeah, they fucked you.
Anyways, I got it. I watched the first half of it.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah. It's I don't think I'm gonna like it as much as one and two, but
Yeah.
it's all right so far. Okay, let's kick off this movie discussion.
Do it.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Poseidon from 2006. Starting off with a synopsis. On New Year's Eve, the luxury ocean liner Poseidon capsizes after being swamped by a rogue wave. The survivors are left to fight for their lives as they attempt to escape the sinking ship.
Well, I mean, a handful of survivors fight for their
Yeah.
life. The rest of them just fucking
They
sit there
just
and
die.
wait.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like that other ocean liner movie. What's it called?
Yeah. Titanic, yeah.
The Big T. This is actually a remake. I did not know that.
Yeah.
The Poseidon Adventure is the original's name. I don't think I've ever seen it. This was directed by Wolfgang Petersen, who has done some fucking wicked movies. He directed Troy, The Perfect Storm, Outbreak, The Neverending Story, and Das Boot, along with many other German movies that I didn't recognize. But he sadly passed away back in 2022. Our cast is a pretty all-star cast, I think. Like,
From this time.
yeah. We have Josh Lucas, who plays Dylan. Kurt Russell plays Robert. Mike Vogel plays Christian. I love him in Grind.
Oh yeah, me too, yeah.
So good. Richard Dreyfuss plays Richard. And Emmy Rossum. Rossum played Jennifer from Shameless. I have four honorable mentions, but I'll let you.
Trying to think of who
Ugh.
you're gonna say. Okay, I think I know who the four you're gonna say, but one of them for me is Jimmy Bennett plays Connor. I believe he looks like the kid from Daddy Daycare. He may not be. Does that come out? Yeah, he might not be. He looks like, oh, he is. Yeah, he's the kid that plays the Flash on Daddy Daycare. And then Fergie plays Gloria. And then Struthers, you can go ahead.
Kevin Dillon was in this. He plays such a good
Oh man,
asshole
he's
piece of shit.
such a dick, man.
Yeah. But he just plays that role so well. And then I have Andre Brower, who he also sadly passed away
He did,
2023, I think. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a surprising cast
Like
for me.
the only one I remembered from this movie was Josh Lucas,
Yeah.
so I was kind of surprised to see Kurt Russell and a few other people. And I remember like a few of the scenes, like they kind of came back to me as watching it, but and Richard Dreyfuss, the only reason he did this movie was because of the money.
I could see that.
He used it to pay for his son's college scholarship or
Oh.
college fund. Yeah.
He just, what, his bank account ran dry at this point in his career, I
I
guess.
guess so.
Have you ever watched Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
He's the main actor in that one.
Oh,
It's
okay.
fucking wicked movie. Recommend if you ever do see it.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about this movie.
Let's do it. And I gotta say, this movie did not start off great. This
No.
movie, as soon as this started, I was instantly pissed off. I was like, this is so bad. Such bad CGI. Like, oh man. So it has our main guy Dylan. He's just like, I don't know, jogging around the on top of the cruise ship, is giving a tour, and he is clearly like he ran somewhere on set, and they just put him in this CGI boat because like clearly looks CGI. The people on the boat clearly look CGI. It's just so bad. Like, man, I don't know. And then you watch a movie like Titanic, and like it looks fucking amazing because it was like all done on an actual cruise ship. But is this? It's just like, nope. The CGI will film everything else and just these movie sets, right?
Yep. Big budget.
Yeah. So we meet Jennifer and Chris, and Robert is Jen's dad. He obviously is very protective of her, doesn't really like Chris that much, and that relationship kind of plays through the whole movie. And we meet another girl named Elena or Lena. You don't quite know what her relationship is with this guy Valentin. I thought maybe he's a boyfriend or brother, but he's just some guy that was hiding her to get to wherever they're going on this destination. So there's this big New Year's Eve ball happening. We meet like a few of the characters, but I felt like it was very like rushed as the introductions. Like we see Nelson, Richard Nelson, he like makes a phone call to someone like, "Oh, please call me at midnight like we used to." And he's like very like sad and sappy. And then we meet like Dylan, who's like kind of this like loner, and he's like playing poker with Robert and Lucky Larry. And yeah, just they're kind of introducing all these characters that we get to be with through the rest of the movie, but like it's just very quick, like don't really care about too many of them too
No.
much, honestly.
Yeah, because like for a movie like this, you would expect it to be like at least 2 hours long. And then I think this only runs for like 1 hour 35. So it was kind of surprising to see how short it was.
And then like the captain of the ship, like he's not even like the one driving the ship, but I guess he's captain. He's the one that kind of, I don't know, knows everyone and tells everyone what to do and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, we don't see him. Like, what is it, a cockpit that where they steer the ship and drive the ship? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna call it that. We don't see him in there at all in this movie. He's just in the ballroom for the whole movie.
And then whenever shit goes down, he's just kind of like, "Okay, everyone stay here and lock the whatever the fucking power doors and
Yeah.
but
I don't understand, like, what did he expect to happen? 'Cause like him, was it him and Dylan that got into it?
when
And
he's
Dylan was
trying to
like,
leave.
yeah. Dylan's like, I'm leaving. And the captain's like, no, like you need to stay here. But
Oh
like,
no, it was Robert.
was it Robert?
Yeah, he's going to find his daughter.
Right. That's what it was. Yeah. And it's just like, why would you not let these people try to escape? I mean, I guess they would be kind of chaotic, but everybody's just locked in this room now.
I like the most bottom of the ship now, right?
Yeah.
Because they're at the well, they hit the balls at the very top of the ship, but it slipped over at this point, so they're stuck at the bottom. So like if he was the captain, he would know like, okay, the ship is not gonna stay afloat like this, right?
Yeah.
Like the water's gonna come to the bottom first.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
Yeah. I guess we jumped ahead a little bit. The
yeah,
ship
but
flips over.
yeah, so it cuts to the I don't know, Captain Picard's whatever, and the captain or whatever, the guy driving the ship, he has his fucking big ass binoculars, like huge
Yeah.
ass binoculars. He just kind of stops, he's like, something's off. He grabs these like giant ass binoculars that are like fucking 2 feet long, and he's like, oh my God. Sees so just this giant wave coming immediately. He's like fucking going all hands on deck, like starboard, whatever he's
Yeah.
saying, boat terms. And he's like trying to turn the boat because the boat is like perpendicular with the wave, right? So he wants to turn it either facing the wave or away from the wave, so it like just kind of pushes the boat
Yeah.
rather than like flip it over. But yeah, it doesn't do it in time. This wave is fucking massive, and they
Oh
call
yeah.
it a
A rogue wave.
rogue wave. And I was like, okay, this wave is like in through the middle of the ocean. Like, where the fuck does this wave come from? And then like Googled it, and like
Yeah, they're
rogue
legit.
waves are like legit a thing. Like there was a cruise ship in 1942, I think, that got hit by a rogue wave.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah and I were talking about doing a cruise like in the next couple of years. I don't know if I want to now. Knowing that this shit could happen?
But yeah, so while this is all happening, they're all chaos up front. Our boy Richard, he doesn't get the call at midnight, you know. He like goes out to the deck and he's just like 12:02 and he's like, ah, no phone call, just like throws his phone in the water, hops up on the railings with the jump off, and then sees this big ass wave coming, and it's like, okay, dude, you're about to just kill yourself. Why do you care that this
Yeah,
giant wave is
exactly.
gonna hit you?
Yeah. You're either gonna drown or you're gonna get crushed by the wave.
Yeah. So he goes in there, and you know the best part of the movie happens right in the first 10 minutes, you know, the fucking chaos of the wave hitting, you know. It happened a lot sooner than I thought. But yeah, the ship hits the or the wave hits the ship and it just immediately starts tipping over and everyone's, you know, this chaos happening. Like people are fucking dying. There's like some lady in the elevator going down. It just like falls. You falls to the glass and like falls to the bottom of the ship. And
It
I
got
don't know,
pretty violent at a few
was there
parts.
any parts that you kind of remember from that that stood out for you?
Me, the parts that I remember were all like the ballroom stuff and like the disco stuff. Like people flying all over the place, the scaffolding, like the light rigs and shit in the disco, how they were all falling. I remember all that stuff. And the kid in the piano.
Yeah, he holds on to the piano leg and like it tips over and then his mom's like, Connor, where are you? And he's like on the fucking ceiling.
Which is the floor, but it's now the ceiling. But the piano's bolted to the floor, so it doesn't move around on the ship, right?
And all the people in the kitchen are like getting blown everywhere and fucking the ovens are like exploding and just fires everywhere and
It's like such a slow flip too.
it is, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed this part. I thought it was well done.
So Chris is stuck under one of the speaker rigs. Jennifer and Alina are there and they're trying to get him out, but they can't because obviously this is a big ass fucking rig. And then Alina is going to help to find someone, and then like fucking Lucky Larry grabs her and is like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's like, dude, what the hell? Why are you getting so angry? And he goes and helps him, and you know, he's like clearly very like, you know, misogynistic. Come on, skirts, come help me lift this, or you know, just
He's
being
such a
arrogant,
piece of
right?
shit. Yeah.
So they end up getting Chris unstuck, but I like before this, all like the wires are hanging down and all these people are getting like electrocuted around them. They're like fucking terrified to even do anything. So they're all on the dance floor and the captain is, you know, telling everyone to stay there and Dylan is basically like, ah, fuck this, like I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then Maggie and Connor are like, well, where are you going? And they kind of like form this group and Dylan's like, you guys are coming with me, like I'm going to the top by myself. But then he ends they end up coming, he's like, okay, just try and keep up with me.
We never got Dylan's story really either. Like, why the fuck is this guy on a cruise ship all by himself?
Yeah, because we learned that he was in the Navy. But why is he on the cruise ship? Yeah, we don't know.
Just, I don't know, kind of weird. I don't know. I wouldn't want to go on a cruise by myself, I don't think.
So there's Dylan, Robert, Jennifer, or not right now, but Maggie, Connor, and Richard, and Valentine, the Elena's friend. So they end up getting upstairs and they save Dylan, or not, Chris, Jennifer, and Alina. So they're making their way through the kitchen and like the captain said, like as soon as they leave, they had to close the whatever the power doors, I guess, to try and prevent water from coming through. It doesn't really help them in the long run though, but
No, it doesn't.
it's kind of traps them in there. So they get up to the service elevator and I know at this point they haven't rescued Chris and them yet because Valentine hasn't ran into Alina. So they get to the elevator and they're trying to get across and they end up like going up another floor and they have this like fucking weak ass like table like across and they're like going across and then the upstairs on the top there's like an elevator that's kind of like shaky And they'll get up there, and Rob or Nelson is kind of boost everyone up to go up. And then Valentine is like the last one. He's like, okay, I'm going. And for some reason, Valentine was like, no, you go, I'll boost you up. And so he tries to boost him up, and then I think a piece from up top falls and hits the platform and knocks it down. So then Valentine's like holding on to Nelson's leg. And they're like fucking struggling, and Dylan can't get them up, and the elevator's about to fall, and Dylan's like, you gotta shake him off, man.
Yes, fuck.
And Nelson's like, no, I'm not doing that. And Valentine's like, no. And Dylan's like, it's either you do or you're both gonna die. So fucking Nelson just kicks him in the head and falls, and this is a brutal death, man.
It's a brutal scene, it like overall, like that would be so hard, man. Like this guy just let you go first. And now you're kicking him off. Like that could have been you hanging on to him if he didn't let you go first. It's
So at
wild.
the bottom of this fucking elevator pit, there's like metal shards sticking up, and it falls right through them. Oh, it's brutal.
And then the elevator falls down and fucking crushes him too.
Yeah, and then just a fucking huge ass explosion. I don't like how they didn't use any of this for the rest of the movie. Like whenever Nelson and them run into Alina, like, because they don't really mention, like, they do in passing, but they don't mention any names, right? Because she says to him, like, oh, this guy snuck me in, a crew member, and he's a really nice guy. And, that's all they'd really say. They don't really mention that, like, oh, like, I fucking killed him, actually,
Yeah, because that could have caused like a whole like side story kind of, right? Like animosity and hatred between her and the rest of them.
So now they're kind of in the main foyer kind of thing where the elevators and stuff are, and there's water coming in the bottom. And there's this, like, I don't know, metal structure that's fallen across the way. So they're at the cross this metal structure to get across. So, like, I think four or five of them get across, like, Maggie, Connor, Alina, and Chris get across. And then left to get across is Dylan, Robert, Jennifer, and Larry. And they're like, okay, Jennifer, let's go. And then, like, Larry just, like, says something, I don't know, feminist or some fucking insult to her. And then, like, just bickers with Dylan and Robert, and, like, and then, like, Dylan just starts laughing and is like, okay, man, go ahead. And Larry's still like, calling them assholes, and he's like, ah, fuck these guys. And he's going across and ends up like dropping his like flask into the water. He's like, ah, fuck. And he starts yelling, like, that's why they call me Lucky Larry or some shit like that. And then just like this giant fucking engine or something falls through the ceiling and crushes him. And then all this oil spills out, and like creates this like cool like kind of flame thing.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
I thought the scene was sick because like Dylan, Jennifer, and Robert are stuck on their side. They can't get across. So Robert and Jennifer are like, well, fuck, like, we'll find another way around. But Dylan's like, nah, fuck this, like, I'm getting across. And he like goes, gets this fire hose and like puts it through the thing, and just fucking jumps and like dives into the flaming water. And like Robert is like, this guy's got balls, man. And he like gets to the other side, and he climbs all the way up, like he's fucking Superman. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's like the big time action star in this movie.
And Jennifer is like bickering with Robert because Robert's like, you're not gonna get across there, like you couldn't find your way home when you were little. And she like gets out her belt to try and go across the rope, and then Robert leaves. She's like, oh, what the hell, Dad? And he comes back with like, oh. He's like, are you too old for a piggyback, or some kind of witty like that, and then go across the thing. I thought it was a cool scene. Oh yeah, and before this, whenever she is arguing with Robert, she's like crying. She's like, you need to get across to Chris. And he's like trying to like talk her out of it, and she like pulls out a ring. And she's like, he asked me to marry him. And Robert's like, do you love him? And she's like, I do love him. And that's kind of what changes his mind. So yeah, meanwhile, they're all staying here down in the ballroom. The window's starting to crack. And the captain and Gloria, aka Fergie, are they're just like, they hug and kind of embrace each other, and they just fucking the water starts coming through. They open up one of the doors and water comes through that one, and they're like, well, we're fucked. And then like it cuts to like there are survivors, and they're like out of the people drown. Brutal way to die.
Very.
Yeah, so now they get into an air vent, which was very claustrophobic. So they're like stuck in this air vent going up, and there's a grate at the top. And so I think it's Robert, Maggie, and Connor, Jennifer, Nelson, Alina, and then Dylan at the very bottom where the water is. And in the middle of it, there's kind of like it's kind of like crushed a bit, so you can't really like get your way through very easily. And in this, Nelson ends up falling through and getting stuck. And then Alina is under him and she's freaking the fuck out because water started to come in where Dylan is. Dylan's like half up, buried in water, and he's like staying calm, right? And at the top, Robert can't get it undone because there's fucking screws there. And then somehow they get the screws off. They like use Alina's necklace to unscrew it, but like, I don't know. They're, I don't think.
No, probably not.
But they'll get out of the vent. So they're stuck in this one kind of pod with nowhere to go. Because they can go up, but they don't know where it goes. So they go into another pod. And there's no exit. There's only this like vent thing, which Dylan says, once this is filled with water, this is going to open up to let more water out into the other pod, whatever it is. So obviously, like some people are like, okay, yeah, this we'll take a chance. And then like some people are like, you're gonna fucking drown us? Like, no.
Yeah, because it goes by pressure, right? Like it needs to have pressure in it in order for it to open.
I wouldn't survive this movie.
You would have just jumped off at the beginning,
Yeah, I would have,
like
yeah.
Nelson.
Yeah, exactly. So they fill up with water, it fills to the top, and they hold their breath for a very long time. Dylan is there pounding on the thing, it's not opening. Everyone's kind of freaking out. Then it finally opens, everyone like sprays through into the next pod. So they're in this next one, and Dylan swims down into another pod, and he finds, says he finds an exit, but I don't think he really knew there was an exit there. Because he convinces him to swim down, but the way he's swimming, he like gets to a hallway, turns left, turns right, and then he doesn't really know where to go. So I think he's just kind of like winging it, I
Yeah, it
think.
just kind of got lucky.
So they end up at the stairs, but meanwhile, Elena, she was getting caught on some wires. She's like freaking out, and then she hits her head on a piece of concrete. And they do end up saving her out of there, but she doesn't take it. She dies. So they're making, so basically they're making their way to the top of the ship or the bottom of the ship because Dylan says they can get out through where the propellers are. So they're making their way through. Lots of like pressure in the ship that's underwater is causing all these different explosions and water to come through. There's like this big, huge like hallway thing. And they have to get their way up, but there's, I forget what he says is like, there's something blocking the way. But Maggie's in the middle of this, and the water comes down and just fucking shoots her fucking to the end of the boat. Don't know if she's dead. Connor left, so Dylan is gonna go look for Maggie and Connor, and the rest of them are going up to where the propellers are. Connor is kind of stuck in this kind of cage thing. I don't know how he got there. He doesn't know how he got there either.
It's just
But
such a weird scene. Like, how the fuck did this kid get here?
It's very confusing. Dylan does end up saving him out of there, and meanwhile, the rest of them they have to stop the propellers so they can get through. But the switch for the propellers, I believe, is like really fucking far away. And it's pretty much
Underwater.
just, well, yeah, underwater. Yes, that's a key point. Which is pretty much like a suicide mission, right? So Chris says he's gonna go, and do it because, you know, Jen has her dad. You know, he wants to be the man, you know, of the, you know, prove to, I think, Jen's dad that he does love her, right?
Yeah, because they kind of get into a bit of a squabble because Robert was going to do it, and then Christian was like, I have a better chance of doing it, like I'm younger.
Oh, he was a high school swimmer as
High school
well.
swimmer is what he said, but I think we found out that he actually wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I
Oh.
think there was some comment later on that he actually wasn't. So Christian like convinces Robert that he's the better option and he should do it. So then Jen's like kind of freaking out. So whenever Christian turns around to like comfort her,
Yeah.
and then they turn back around and Robert's already down. Like he already went
Yeah.
through.
Yeah, so he's going down there. He does get to the switch, but obviously the push button is broken and he can't hit the switch. So there's like a green button and a red button. He's drowning. And I gotta say, but I'm sorry, Kurt Russell, but this was the worst drowning acting I've ever seen in my life. It was so bad. He's like in there and he's like,
Yeah, just convulsing.
and you think he's dead. He's just like kind of floating there. Well, all of a sudden he pushes the button.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
he ends
because
up turning the propellers the other way.
Because originally Christian said, why don't we just throw something up there and break the propellers? And then Robert said they're going the wrong direction. So what they're doing is pushing air into us. So like it
Yeah.
wouldn't be like a suction. So what he did, he pushed the button to make the propellers go the opposite direction, which created
Yeah.
that pull outwards.
So they're all in the this kind of big ass room where the entrance to the propellers are, and they're looking in there, and Dylan's like, the propellers aren't stopping. And then this is where Chris and Jen are like, oh, he made the propellers go the other way, so it's sucking now. And so he grabs this big ass fucking air cylinder thing. He's about to throw it in, throws it, but it gets like stuck in the hole, right? It doesn't like make it in. So like they're getting pulled through this thing. There's like explosions going off and water's coming through, and Dylan's like, you know, I can't, and everyone's kind of freaking out, and then he just kind of says, ah, fuck it. And then he goes up there and he's trying to push it, but then like he gets caught in the hole as well. And I don't know how he didn't get broken in half, honestly.
I was thinking that, and like it's morbid, but like how did his fucking like asshole not just get tore
Yeah.
out? You know what I mean? Like just from the
Yeah.
fucking
Yeah.
pressure of it,
Yeah,
because his
exactly.
ass is like stuck in this hole.
Yeah. But then he turns the thing and it goes through the hole and pulls at the propellers. He ends up living. He doesn't die in here.
I thought for sure he was gonna die.
Yeah, me too. And then they jump in the water and there's like a raft that was still there, I guess. They'll get in the raft and they shoot a flare. And then like 2 minutes later, helicopters show up and save them. That was the quickest rescue I've ever seen in my
It was
life.
very quick.
I mean, they did say at the beginning, I think, that as soon as the ship got hit, then like, yeah, someone was signaled saying that, you know, something was wrong.
So they're on their way, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But before they show up, the ship finishes its like it does like a one last roll,
Yeah.
and they're like, "Fuck, we gotta go!" Like paddle, paddle, paddle.
Yeah.
So then they're trying to paddle away from this thing that's fucking flipping over on them, and then we just see the ship go down.
Yeah.
And like that's honestly one of the creepiest things to me. Like even in the Titanic, whenever we saw it happen, like seeing a ship sinking,
Yeah.
it's just so creepy looking to me. 'Cause like in this one, You see like all the lights and like the electricity like zapping in the windows as it's going down. It's like, oh man. And there's like thousands of people on this thing.
Anything else want to mention or
Nah, I don't think so.
all right. I don't know what to say for this one. Well, that's the way the ships roll, I guess.
Yeah, that works. All right. I saw your score already, but how did you rate
Okay.
this movie?
I haven't seen your score, so I'm very interested.
Okay.
I gave this, I believe, a 2 out of 10.
Two out of five.
Sorry, I did that last time too.
You did.
2 out of 5. I remember like this movie a lot when I watched it, 16 years old. Now, it's not like it's not the worst disaster movie. Like, I fucking love Moonfall, and people hate that movie.
Dude, I love that movie too.
So, like,
Yeah.
people love this. I can't really hate on it. You know, it's a disaster movie. It's not like fucking supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
There is points of it that is kind of fun. I do wish that like they kind of didn't do as much CGI. Like, it was only in the first 5 minutes, but it kind of took me out of the movie a little bit. I thought the acting was decent. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't terrible. I like the characters for the most part. I thought the set pieces were cool. The action was great. The explosions looked good. Yeah, I mean, maybe I could have gave it like a 2.5, but yeah, I'll stick with 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Who would you?
I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I just think it's like way too far-fetched to give it any higher of a score. Like just so many plot holes and just an unbelievable kind of story. But it's still fun to watch. Like disaster movies are always fun to watch
Yeah.
because it's always like high action, explosions, shit like that. Like it's just, I don't know. There's always something good about a disaster movie.
Yeah.
The acting was good, but the script was so terrible, man.
Yeah.
Like the writing in this movie was pure dog shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, I said it's not the worst disaster type movie I've ever seen. Definitely not the best either. But it was definitely a higher rating for me whenever it first came out. But movies like this generally were
Yeah,
whenever we're
exactly.
teenagers, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, 2.5 for me. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: this remake of the Poseidon Adventure delivers dazzling special effects. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that any of the budget was left over to devote to the script.
Did you write that one?
No, I didn't actually, but I do agree with it. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll do like a 45%.
33%.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's on 202 reviews and an average score of 4.9 out of 10. The audience score was close to yours with a 43% on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 3 out of 5 or a 6 out of 10.
Nice.
What's Letterboxd got?
Letterboxd has a 2.6 out of 5, and none of our friends have locked it, so
Okay. Quick and easy.
yep.
All right. It's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give the stunts in this movie a 3 out of 10. Some of the set pieces were cool. I did really like that scene with them going across the water and Dylan diving in. Thought it was really done well. Favorite stunt, I'll just go with Dylan diving into the water like that with the hose
Okay.
and the fire. That was really cool. And stunt I would like to try, I would say, I don't know, this may be cheating, but to see what I would do in this situation, like from beginning to the end of the movie, like if I made it that far, you know, what path would I take to get to the top, or what decisions would I make?
Okay. You already told us.
That's true, I did, yeah.
No. I feel like your flight or fight instinct would kind of kick in, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd want to stay in that ballroom. I'd be trying to find a way out.
Yeah.
My sense, I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
I said, like, a lot of it is CGI, but I do think, like, there's a lot of stuff that the actors and the stunt people did. Like obviously they had to, well, that might have been CGI too. No, well, the elevator shaft and shit.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know, but just the stuff that they had to do was cool to watch and it was fun. Speaking of the elevator shaft, my favorite stunt was going across that on the metal table.
Nice.
It was like a very tense scene because you know that the elevator up top is like ready to come crashing down. And then there's a couple times where they showed you what was underneath them with
Yeah.
all the spiky metal. So it's like, fuck, like all it's going to take is one wrong move. And there is one point where the table shifts and then
Yeah.
Valentine has to like shift it back all by himself
Yeah.
because he's the last one over there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was a tense scene. Stunt I would want to try. I want to be the kid having to jump from the piano to that curtain.
That's a good one.
I think
Yeah.
that'd be fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. All right, man. Wrap this up. What are we watching for our next episode?
So our next episode, we finally get to talk about our guy.
We got a lot of guys.
We do. But our Canadian guy.
Ryan Reynolds?
No. Denis Villeneuve. So we'll
Oh.
be doing Denis Villeneuve's Sicario.
Oh, fucking right. That's sick.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
I haven't seen it since it came out, so like I don't really remember much of it, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Back whenever it first came out, Sarah was working at a salon in Ottawa, and a bunch of the girls at this salon won a trip down to Mexico to a all-inclusive like hairstylist type event down in Mexico. And I made her watch this right before she left. She was so pissed.
That's hilarious.
Oh, she was so mad.
Yeah, no
Like,
doubt.
stay on the fucking resort.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because I'm not going to be there. But
Nice.
yeah, no, that's a good pick. I like this movie a lot. All right. Well, in the meantime, you guys can catch us on social media at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a DM if you want to chat, suggest movies. Do a collaboration. We're all for it. Hopefully by our next episode, I'll be feeling better and sounding less like a fucking Muppet, but we'll see. But yeah.
Nice. All right, guys. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Catch you later.